One of the different ways that we can recycle, we spoke a little bit, I think, late last week with Grant Twigg about the collection of recycling, particularly in the northern suburbs, that hasn't necessarily been picked up and will be as of September. But there are different ways that people happen to sort of try and save the planet. Now, eco bricks happen to be amongst those, filling 2 liter plastic bottles with stuffing them with recyclable waste very tightly in order to, in some cases, for them to be refashioned and repurposed. The founder of EcoBrick Exchange is joining me this morning, Ian Dormiser. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So one of the things that EcoBricks has been used in, for example, was in commercial office development, amongst others. And it's often seen as quite beneficial for use for building. And tell us why that is.
Yeah, so an EcoBrick as a concept, it does a lot of things at the same time. So it creates a use for non-recyclable plastic. At the same time, it creates a versatile building material.
Okay. These were often taken through schools and they had become quite popular, but it seemed as though the collection of EcoBricks or the EcoBrick Exchange went quite quiet. Why was that?
Yeah, so it was an unfortunate timing. So on March 2020, we were just getting ready to say this great story of how we'd use them in a commercial application for the Deloitte office building in Cape Town. In the waterfront. And just as we started getting the news out, COVID struck. And basically, that was an example where we used EcoBricks to displace concrete in that new building. And we used about 13 to 14,000. It was really exciting. But basically, the news story of that hasn't got out in a sense that it hasn't generated more orders for similar applications. So in the construction industry, the demand for EcoBricks is still almost zero. And so for that reason, we've had to suspend our collection because we don't have storage, and we are obviously working to find more uses and more applications such as that.
Okay. While the construction industry might be a little bit behind, many collectors of EcoBricks were very enthused by the concept and may still have sort of stockpiles of that. What should they do with it at this time?
Yeah, so that's been exciting to see, is that, you know, you have the likes of Project Noordhoekt with Caroline Hanks, and they've been building all kinds of beautiful benches and gardens and furniture. So that's wonderful to see, and I want to give them a shout out. But I've also been noticing that some people have been using them in ways that are worrying just because of the nature of the material. So it is plastic, and so if you are going to use them, just make sure that they are protected from the elements, especially the sun, because plastic photodegrades and it can break down, and obviously then also becomes a fire risk if it's not properly used.
I see. And what do you mean by not properly used? In other words, shouldn't be used for exterior construction?
Exactly, yeah. So okay. I've been seeing people using them to edge garden beds.
Right.
And so they place them directly in the soil, and they leave them exposed. And so over time, the sun is going to actually make the bottle brittle, and then it'll actually tear eventually.
Right.
So a PET plastic bottle, studies indicate that if it's kept out of the sun, it'll last 450 years before it starts to break down. So if you think about it then as a capsule, you know, you can fit 250 chip packets into 1 2-liter PET bottle.
Mm.
And if each of those packets were to break down into microplastic, you're looking at 180,000 pieces of microplastic that can go into one EcoBrick.
Okay.
So a lot of people have been saying, you know, what happens if my EcoBrick goes to landfill? And while that would be a shame, it's still a lot better, in my opinion, that all those potential pieces of plastic were to enter the environment.
Okay, it's not sounding as positive. So what should we do?
Yeah, so it's a case of we're placing things on hold at the moment. We're not saying don't EcoBrick, because a lot of people, once they get the habits, they're really great,
yeah.
You know, and they can't leave it, which is so inspiring and great to see. but at the same time, we can't take responsibility. So there are lots of little applications that people can use. So if people want to get ideas, they're welcome to email us.
Okay.
Our email is ecobrickforyourself@gmail.com.
Perfect.
And I can send whoever's interested those of applications. We do also have a studio in Newlands in Montebello where we've got a range of furniture that we've or artisans have constructed with us. So people can see some examples there. But otherwise, we're not saying never. You know, we want to get this into the building industry. And when we are ready, we're going to have to address and set up a great collection service.
Thank you so much to Ian there. Ian Domiso, who's the founder of EcoBrick Exchange. It's